Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Tame the Bull, your daily dose of sanity in a world that often feels like it's trying to drive you crazy. Today, we're tackling something super important, setting healthy boundaries with others. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting much back? Or maybe you find yourself saying, yes, even when you really want to scream, no. Yeah, me too. It's a common struggle, but trust me, learning to set boundaries is like hitting the reset button on your life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kinda rigid and uptight. But hear me out. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about taking care of yourself, mentally, emotionally, physically. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your car without a clear understanding of how long they'd have it and what kind of driving they'd be doing, right? Your time and energy are just as valuable. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you master the art of setting healthy boundaries. First up, know yourself. Before you can set boundaries with others, you gotta know what you need. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable? Figure out your non-negotiables, those things you simply won't compromise on. It might be needing alone time to recharge, not being okay with certain topics of conversation, or having specific expectations around how you want to be treated. Next, communication is key. Don't just expect people to read your mind. Clearly and calmly express your needs and boundaries. You can say things like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not comfortable with that, or, I need some time alone tonight to recharge. Remember, it's okay to say, no. It's a complete sentence. Now, be consistent. This is where the rubber meets the road. Setting a boundary one day and then giving in the next just creates confusion and undermines your efforts. Be firm, be consistent, and stand behind your boundaries. Don't feel guilty. Listen, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So don't let anyone guilt you into compromising your needs. Remember, healthy boundaries actually strengthen relationships because they create a foundation of respect and understanding. Finally, give people grace. Learning to set boundaries takes time and practice for everyone, including yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up occasionally. Just learn from it, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, and suddenly, you feel overwhelmed. Your phone is buzzing, someone's trying to rope you into a conversation you don't want to have, and you just need a break. Instead of letting yourself get sucked into the chaos, what do? You excuse yourself politely, step outside for some fresh air, and take a few deep breaths. You remind yourself that it's okay to take a break, recharge, and prioritize your own well-being. That's setting a boundary, saying yes to taking care of yourself even when others might not understand. It's about recognizing your needs and acting on them. So, how can you apply these takeaways in your daily life? Start by identifying one area where you feel drained or overwhelmed. Maybe it's constantly checking emails after hours, agreeing to every social invitation, or allowing people to walk all over you. Once you pinpoint the issue, clearly communicate your boundary to those involved. Remember, setting boundaries isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It shows that you value yourself and are willing to prioritize your well-being. You deserve respect, you deserve healthy relationships, and you deserve to live a life that feels fulfilling and authentic. Keep in mind, this is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when setting boundaries feels uncomfortable or even challenging. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more empowered, less stressed, and more in control of your own life. So go out there, set those boundaries, and reclaim your power. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. We're in this together. That's all for today's episode of Tame the Bull. Until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.